Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Intego. Apple has released the second developer beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.5, and it includes a major change to how macOS manages MacBook charging. A new feature called Battery Health Management aims to improve the long-term battery health of your MacBook. The goal of the change is to reduce the rate of chemical aging of the MacBook's battery, thereby extending its long-term lifespan. But it wants to do this without compromising your day-to-day battery life. For example, if your MacBook is left plugged in the majority of the time, the battery health management feature will kick in to stop your MacBook from charging to full capacity. This is because it's generally not good for a lithium-ion battery, like what's found in a MacBook, to sit at a 100% charge for extended periods of time. The new feature is available only on MacBooks that charge via Thunderbolt 3, not MagSafe. And you can expect this feature to be most useful if you use your MacBook while it's plugged in at a desk, such as connected to an external display or used in clamshell mode. Apple is enabling the battery health management feature by default, but users can turn it off by unchecking a new battery health management box in the System Preferences app. And of course, Apple has made privacy a tentpole of this new feature. All charging data is kept on device unless the user opts in to sharing anonymous analytic data with Apple. This technology is similar to some of the new features that have come to the iPhone over the last 2 years. On the iPhone, Apple allows users to manage their battery health and capacity and disable performance throttling caused by reduced battery capacity. iOS 13 also quietly added a new optimized battery charging feature. This aims to extend the lifespan of your iPhone's battery to reduce how often it sits at a 100% charge. The second developer beta of macOS Catalina 10.15.5 is available now, and we expect it to be available soon to public beta users as well. In other news, longtime Apple veteran and VP of Apple Music, Oliver Schuster, is set to become the new head of Apple's Beats division next month, and he'll also continue on as the VP of Apple Music, as well as the company's international content division. Apple VP Eddie Q made the announcement in an email to employees this month. The current head of Beats, Luke Wood, is set to depart at the end of April. In the email, Q explained that the timing of the announcement is not ideal, but that it was in the best interest of the Beats brand to keep the business moving forward. And he also highlighted that Apple remains committed to the Beats brand and the importance of maintaining its role firmly in the music portfolio. This comes after reports had suggested that Apple was looking to phase out the Beats brand altogether. Schuster has been praised for his work at Apple Music, and especially for bridging the gap between Beats and Apple. His new role as the head of Beats will allow him to continue that work going forward. We're sponsored this week by Intego. We've teamed up with the company to offer 9to5 Mac readers an exclusive 50% off the Intego Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. Intego has been keeping Macs safe since 1997, so it's no surprise that they're one of the leaders in Mac security. Included in the X9 bundle are two crucial tools that you need to keep your Mac safe, secure, and protected from internet threats. The bundle includes Virus Barrier, the world's number one Mac antivirus, which blocks all varieties of adware, spyware, and malware from infecting your Mac. And also NetBarrier, a two-way firewall that not only prevents incoming attacks on your network, it also can alert you when apps on your Mac try to phone home and potentially violate your privacy. Head to the link in the show notes to get 9to5 Mac's Deal of the Month with 50% off Intego's Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. My thanks to Intego for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up, as the Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro starts arriving to customers, some of the bigger looming questions about the accessory are being answered. One of the biggest unknowns about the product was how much it weighed. Apple declined to reveal this information early on, but early reports from users confirm the suspicion that the Magic Keyboard is pretty heavy. According to early reports from users, the 12.9-inch version of the Magic Keyboard weighs in at 710 grams. This is heavier than the 641 grams of the 12.9-inch iPad Pro on its own. And when you combine the two, the weight is more than a MacBook Air and close to 13-inch MacBook Pro territory. The combined weight of the 12.9-inch iPad Pro and the Magic Keyboard is 1,351 grams. A 13-inch MacBook Air weighs less, coming in at 1,290 grams. And for those who are waiting on the 11-inch Magic Keyboard, it is set to weigh in at 601 grams, making for a combined weight of 1,072 grams. More detailed early reviews of the Magic Keyboard have also now hit the web as the embargo has lifted. The consensus seems to be that it's heavy and expensive, but that it finally turns the iPad into a proper computer and is leaps and bounds better than the Smart Keyboard Folio. We've got a full review roundup of the new iPad Pro Magic Keyboard at the link in the show notes below. Finally, an anonymous user on Twitter who has previously predicted accurate details about forthcoming Apple products has shared a breakdown of Apple's pipeline for 2020. The list includes some products that we already expected, including four new iPhone 12 devices, updates to the iMac and Apple TV, and the release of Apple's long-awaited AirTag item trackers. And the report also refers to the HomePod Lite, something Bloomberg recently reported on, saying that Apple is working on a new HomePod that's about half the size of the existing model. There are also references to new AirPods, as well as an iPad Air with mini LED display technology and underscreen Touch ID. We've been hearing reports about Apple's forthcoming move to mini LED products for a while, but this is the first mention that the company is also looking at integrating Touch ID into the iPad display. The account also says that Apple will begin the transition to its own ARM processors in the Mac with the revival of the 12-inch MacBook. And perhaps most intriguingly, the user on Twitter says that Apple is developing its own game controller that will be ready to launch either this year or next year. With iOS 13, Apple added support for PlayStation and Xbox controllers to accommodate the range of new Apple Arcade games. This would be another step forward if Apple is working on its own game controller, especially in conjunction with a more powerful Apple TV. And finally, John Prosser has shared what appear to be schematic drawings of the new notch design for the iPhone 12. The images show how Apple will reportedly compress the space between the sensors and the cameras and move the speaker and microphone out of the notch area completely. The speaker would actually sit in the bezel of the iPhone screen. The end result then would be a notch that is about half as wide as current iPhones. You can check out the images for yourself at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.